Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show, as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You text us at that same number. On the line, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. You know, Dr. Craig, before we went to break, I thought it'd be important in this last segment that you talk about citizen action, organizing, what it's going to take to win this at this critical juncture, both on the state and the national level.
So the only thing that matches organized money, and that's what we're up against here. There is a great deal of money in politics now. It is what you would call interested money, right? It comes from big, greedy, special interests, corporate interests, that are trying to rig, and from billionaires to rig the system to their advantage. The 8 billionaires in Wisconsin, there are only 8 of them, have had their net worth increase 50% during the pandemic, and they're not, and they don't pay the same kind of taxes, even remotely, what average working people and middle class people pay, for example, and that's because they have rigged the system with money. But the only answer to that is organized people. And so we have membership chapters, we call organizing co-ops, all around the state, including one, the Southeast Wisconsin Organizing Co-op, which folks in the suburban areas and at Waukesha, et cetera, I know you're broadcasting from Waukesha, can join. We're also building a new chapter, Northside Rising Co-op in the north side of Milwaukee, for any of your listeners from your neighborhood, Earl. And then we have them spread around the state, and members are involved in things like our endorsement. We had a big candidate forum for the open congressional seat in western Wisconsin, the third congressional district, where the district overlaps with 3 of our organizing co-ops. So our members were asking questions of all 4 of the leading candidates. And we did the same that U.S. Senate primary, where we endorsed Mandela Barnes. Now, we don't just organize to join, and people can go to citizenactionwi.org to get information, and of course, just talk to an organizer. You can connect that way and decide whether you want to get involved. And also, our Facebook page is extremely active. So if you just follow us or like us on Facebook, you'll see a lot of information, opportunities to get involved. But I would say we do it around issues, Earl. It's around getting people together to work together, to get the skills to work together and be effective. But it's then to actually advance our society, and we want to guarantee healthcare as a fundamental right and make it affordable, which includes huge inflation issues like prescription drug prices, where there's no excuse other than big pharma has rigged our system, that we have the most expensive prescription drugs in the world by far, even though we have paid to develop, our government has, our tax dollars have. Most of those drugs, and all the basic development behind them, we're allowing pharma to price gouge us, big pharma, the drug companies, and that's the same is true with health insurance premiums and medical costs in general. As I said, we really do have a 6-year deadline now, 8-year deadline to cut greenhouse emissions in half, or we're going to have runaway climate change, which will be the most destructive thing, the most threatening thing to the species in our whole history, in the history of civilization. But we can do it in a way that actually creates a much more vibrant, a much more open economy, and one that lifts all boats, not just a few boats. And one thing we're going to start working on, Earl, and we work with this on these issues at the state level, at the federal level, and at the local level. So we get involved directly in local organizing as well on these issues. Earl, we're going to be leaning in on another thing that President Biden is very serious about, the first president in decades to be serious about this. That is really redoing our tax system to make it fairer and asking the billionaires to pay their fair share. Governor Evers and President Biden, a little freeform, Earl. He supports a billionaire's tax that says you can hire all the accountants you want and find every loophole possible, but you're still going to pay 20% tax rate. And you're going to pay something on your assets, too, because one of the things billionaires do never to pay taxes is they never realize their gains. That is, if you don't cash out the stock, you don't cash out the investment, you don't pay a tax on it until you do that. And if you don't need it to live on, in fact, you can borrow if you have to, if you have that kind of assets, then you just save it for future generations. And we're not talking about just one generation. This is someone who's a billionaire probably has guaranteed seven generations a secure lifestyle. It never taxed. All of our income is taxed because predominantly our income comes from work, and that's taxed. But investment gains are not until you realize them, and even then they're taxed at a lower rate. So that I think we have reason to believe that if we actually act on real inflationary issues like healthcare, prescription drugs, and if we actually go and ask billionaires to pay their fair share, that these are wildly popular issues, and these can all this can turn the 2022 elections around. Actually,
you know, Dr. Craig, with all that you just articulated, if you just looked at it from the perspective of money in politics, and we know that's there, and barring some unforeseen circumstances, that's not going to be turned around. The only options we have are organizing, right? I mean, what other options do we have?
We have no other option at all. None. In other words, if we can let the system be dominated by those who have money, and it is dominating their interest, or we can actually make government work for everyone. And this is an ultimate test of democracy. Democracy is more than voting. It was always intended to be more than voting. It is about people coming together in their communities, getting involved directly, having collective power, making sure government is held accountable. If we don't hold government accountable, it will be captured by those with money, those who can employ legions of lobbyists, like the several thousand lobbyists, and these are all expensive lobbyists, combing Congress to try to make sure that prescription drug companies can get unlimited monopolies for drugs we paid to produce, to invent, and to develop, and then charge us double, triple what they charge in other countries that actually use the leverage of the government to negotiate for fair prices or require the prices be paid. In fact, what we can do, and the government has the full power to do this, we should actually be suspending the patents of companies that price gouge for life-saving medications. Because, do you know, a lot of people die from a completely preventable and manageable illness like diabetes because insulin, which is the same drug for decades, it is not advanced, suddenly they've raised the price by over 100% the last decade because they can, and people, diabetics are skipping their insulin regimen.
You know, Dr. Craig, I talk about those kinds of things all of the time, and the American people, and the fact that as you so aptly stated, if the American people really understood what happens with the medications, they clearly go all over the world and give away medications to other nations, and that we can't get here that they charge overwhelming prices for, and we just aren't aware of it. Dr. Craig, I really appreciate it. Got to get you back more. I promise that I'll do that. We've got to go to a break. But thank you very much. We'll have you back and again and again and again. I promise you. It's always great to have you on. See you later.
Always a pleasure, Erlen. We have a big announcement next Thursday. I'll let you know.
All right.
Take care.
All right. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.